part of the world, in particular the modern world, especially in the last three centuries, which is the focus of this course. This includes both the central role of Russia in the world, but also the way in which the Russian experience highlights many of the important themes one thinks about in trying to understand the modern world. And finally, no less part of the value of understanding and studying Russian history is its compelling qualities as a human story, a story of individual human lives. And third, I'd like to offer a roadmap of where we're going in this course, an outline of its entire shape, of the people, the events we'll be looking at, and the important ideas and themes that we'll be thinking about. First, a very brief word about myself. I teach Russian history at the University of Illinois, where I'm a director of an interdisciplinary program called the Russian and East European Center. Before teaching at Illinois, I taught at Harvard and Yale. In addition to teaching both undergraduates and postgraduate students, I'm also the author of a number of books on the history of modern Russia. A study, for example, of relations between employers, managers, and workers in the 19th and early 20th centuries. A book about Tsar Nicholas II, the last Tsar, the last emperor of Russia, and his family during the revolution, including his tragic death. A book about what ordinary Russians, work